Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Took the snippets from the show and they saluting the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. UGS for life, and you busters that don't know. I'm down with Praise and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Praise voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever they name get mentioned. From Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back in the back. Take aim at a lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm acting.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question Scott be asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Definitely where the real is at. What's up, everybody? This is Prez. This is episode 417. On the Murder Master Music Show. We got a return guest. He was just on about a couple weeks ago, Bishop Lamont. It's going to be back with us. We'll bring on my co-host, Mac J, Pittsburgh Patrick. What's up, fellas?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Fred? What's up, Pat?
Man, I'm excited about this because last time Bishop was here, he was really giving out a lot of game for up-and-coming artists. You know what I'm saying? Basically saying, hey, you need to avoid the major labels. You know what I'm saying? Stay independent. And that message, man, that's what we've been preaching for years, man. It's good to hear it from somebody who arguably been on one of the best labels of all time as far as album sales and, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for him to say that, that's huge, man, and I commend him for that. Let's bring him on right now. I think this is Bishop, man. What's up? Is this you, Bishop?
Yeah, man, I'm here, man. You know, I was on time, but you know, cell phone's working, got kicked off. So I'm back.
Oh,
peace.
Man, thank you, man. Man, first
what's going
of all,
on with it,
welcome
homie?
Back to the show. It's an honor to have you back on. You gave a lot of game out last time. A lot of people, you know, I took the YouTube clip of you just speaking the real, and a lot of people on that clip, man, they're like, wow, this is, you know, you give it away game, you know what I'm saying? He's helping us out, and then they appreciated that. And you didn't have anybody do that for you, did you?
You know what? I did on the inside, but the most of it came from learning it on my own, and that's what the topic of what tonight is going to be. I did a post just a couple of minutes ago. I'm still out here at the park with my homies. We're getting this gorilla working at the park. I didn't realize the time, and I was like, man, we got to do this shit in like 5 minutes. So I took a pause at the park so we can build. But what we're going to do tonight is we're going to give everybody listening real instructions, real direction, because I was blessed to understand that what you don't know, you need to know. What you don't know how to do, you need to learn how to do. You know, because talent is one thing, but then the important part of what you do with that talent is the skill. And that's going to take, you know, hours and hours, days and days, months and months, years and years, and that's an ever-continuous process. And we got to be able to give the listeners that information and stop letting them think it's just add water. You know, that's the point of what majors do or what the finished project is. then you see it in all this grandeur. But before that, it took a lot. You know what I mean? Just like when you see films or you see commercials on TV. It was a process of filming the right shots. It was a process of color correction and editing the scenes and getting everything together, laying the music. It takes time. You have to have all the right people in these equations. So they have to look at it the same way when they start applying themselves to pursue their careers in music and understand the real hard work that goes into it if they really want the most out of it, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I don't want to go on a tangent and not chime back in, so I'm like, y'all still there? I want to make sure I didn't cut out. Does that make
sense?
Yeah,
yeah. You're here, man.
So
definitely.
I wanna start at the beginning for the listeners and go, okay, if you decided to do music and you want music to be your life, you have to already be prepared to hear no a lot and to hear people that are going to be your own family, and that's the hurtful part, but it happens sometimes, and your closest friends that will tell you that you're not good enough. Oh, shut that shit up, nigga. You ain't going to make it, because a lot of times, since they didn't make it or they got crushed in trying to pursue their dreams, they'll be a dream killer for you too. So you have to have thick skin already to receive criticism and to receive people that are not going to support you. But then at the same time, you're going to have people, you're going to have family, you're going to have friends that's going to believe in you. That's going to give you the shirt off their back. That's going to help you put the bread together to either get studio time or buy studio equipment, or your girlfriend or whoever going to let you use her car so you can go swoop and make moves and go meet the right people. So there's going to be a lot of work that's necessary. But also, stop thinking that just because you want to rap and you're going to be a rapper that you're not supposed to have a job. You see what I'm saying? Get your ass up off your ass and go get a job. Don't be sitting there just on SoundCloud uploading songs and not got a 9-to-5. There's a great thing that people used to say in the business, and sometimes they still do when they turn somebody down. They'd be like, don't quit your day job. Have you ever heard that expression before?
Oh, yeah.
That is the best gift. And right, you know, people look at that negatively and be like, what, fuck you then, nigga? No, he just gave you the best advice. Don't quit your day job. Keep your income so that you're not struggling and you're not stressing about how you're going to pay your bills while you're trying to pursue this next dream that's going to take care of your bills. So if you don't have a day job, get a day job. If you do have a day job or a night job, keep it like these motherfuckers tell you, because you don't want to be at their mercy. Like my big homie Dame Dash used to always say, somebody else paying for your studio time, somebody else doing X, Y, and Z for you, then that nigga's your daddy. You ain't doing this for yourself? Somebody else got to pay your bills? Somebody else got to put gas in your car? Somebody else got to give you clothes so you can look good in your supposed videos? So you have to be self-sufficient. You have to empower yourself and know that all this work is necessary. Nothing's overnight. So you need fallback plans. And you also have to understand, as a successful person and a businessman, that there's different streams of revenue. Anybody that you see did not get rich off just one hustle. I repeat, anybody that you see did not just get rich off one hustle, or do they maintain their wealth based on one hustle. They diversify their dollars. They're doing a lot more things than just one, because the way the world works, shit doesn't always work out the way that you planned it. So you have to have other things. You have to have other irons in the fire to cook to make things happen. So focus on that first. I'm going to give y'all time to breathe so you can say something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's real talk, man. You got to have, basically emergency funds. You don't know when the water heater is going to go out, when the fucking radiator in your car is going to fuck up. You need money at all times, and you're 100% right. You got to, and I tell rappers this. I tell rappers this all the time. They think, all I got to do is upload this song to SoundCloud, and it's going to magically sell itself. That's another thing, too.
Right.
They don't understand. You got to put in work as far as promoting that. And sometimes it costs a little bit of money. You might have to get other people involved. You know what I'm saying? How important is it for rappers to invest in themselves and be willing to spend? You know, like, hey, I'm going to have this guy write my bio because he's a fucking writer. I'm going to have this guy produce my tracks. He's a motherfucking producer. You know what I'm saying? How important is it for the artist to really say, you know what, I need to put this money into my career and do it the right way?
This is important for anybody doing anything. Anything. Not just being an artist. If there's any endeavor that you have, you have to be able to invest in yourself. If you can't invest in yourself and don't see the value in investing in yourself, why should somebody else? And that kind of answers itself, right? If you ain't doing the proper shit to build yourself up to be better, Why should somebody else spend any of their hard-earned money to do that for you? So it's so important that you invest in yourself. Like you said, this guy's going to do my bio. I want to get this producer, but also I need to have a website. I need to have my social platforms right. You know what I mean? I need to have a publicist. I need to find a videographer that can really shoot dope videos so I can really be competitive and not like look like everybody else that just shoots fucking videos. You can clearly see they don't know what the fuck they're doing, but since they're getting the views, be they real or be they paid for, because most of the time they're paid for, what does it fucking matter? Now you have to set yourself apart from everybody else. We're over 7 billion people on this planet, and because hip-hop has become such a norm and it's everywhere in life, everybody thinks they can do it because it's so easy to be involved. You can just, you know, make a SoundCloud, get a Twitter, get an Instagram, be on Snapchat. You can get the plugins. You can do it off your iPad, your phone. If you got a desktop, you can make a song and put it out, and you're a rapper. But you ain't never did a show. You ain't really practiced any of this and paid your dues, but here you are. So if you want to get to the top of the pile, it's going to come from your techniques, your skill set. Just like all these people want to be actors or all these people want to be athletes. Well, guess what that takes? Years and years of hard work and being at the gym when nobody else is there. Dribbling that ball when you want to be asleep. Still going when your body's hurting. The same thing with this music. When everybody else is asleep, you're supposed to be concentrating on your craft. If you want to know how this business works, then you should be getting the books on this business. And you don't even got to go to no damn Barnes and Nobles no more. You can just type that shit in and download it, and you have the information. So there's no excuses for ignorance anymore except that you choose to be ignorant. Or no one has alerted you to these opportunities and to these things that you need, and that's why we're doing this right here. Message.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the fucking truth, man.
So,
what do you got to add to this?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. I'm still hyped off my workout. We out here doing these pull-ups. We doing prison yard workouts and burpees and things, so my energy is through the roof. So I'm going to calm down. I apologize.
No, this is, man, I hope there's good people listening. Not just independent artists, but just people in general.
Yeah, I hope people hear it too, because like you said, a lot of people just, you know, one day make a song and think they're a rapper, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're actually giving good advice. One thing I like that you said is always have more than one hustle, man. Like, everybody that you see made it has several things that they're doing, man. Like, that's real important too, man. A lot of people just think that they're going to make it and just, you know what I mean? Like, just bang on it, on it happening for them, you know what I mean, without knowing what they're really doing, man.
Right, and they think that they're not supposed to be working. Like, nah, man, I can't be at this job. Look at all the people that had whatever jobs before. What's different about them? Yeah. Their dream finally happened to where they could quit that shoe store job or working at a Starbucks. There's nothing. There's always honor in working. There's no honor in not working and being lazy. So people have to start to realize, stop feeding to what the industry shows you and what the media shows you, that everything is successful, because even that's smoke and mirrors. It takes work. Everybody started with nothing, or they were trust fund babies, or they come from wealthy families. That's rare. There's a lot of them in the business, though, because there's money there, so that'll be an automatic. But for the most part, everybody else, they come from humble beginnings. So never be ashamed of your humble beginnings. Never be ashamed of your finances, as long as you're working to change those. Not sitting there with a pipe dream saying, man, you know, Lee or Cohen going to pop up at my door because of what was on SoundCloud. He going to fill me. He going to, you know, no. You got to make this stuff work, and you can't have excuses, because the refrigerator is not going to stay full. It's going to get empty. Kids, if you got kids, they need food. They need clothes. They need shelter.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're doing, the bills don't never stop. So don't sit here and think that your raps is going to correct everything in the blink of an eye. Everything has a season. Everything takes time.
I'm about to say,
you know what I mean?
It's like in a 9-to-5 world, though. You still need to get more revenues and income, because even with the typical 9-to-5 shit, you ain't going to be able to just make it with just that alone. You know, everybody don't got them 5-5-ass jobs, so... You know,
exactly.
Motherfuckers can apply what they're doing in their regular life to the game. I always look at it like a lot of dudes don't want to put the money in. We already know they don't want to put the time and effort in because of how fast a lot of the shit get rushed. But at the same time, sometimes you want to be a superstar. You, like you said, you can't wait till Lior come to your door and just, and they make it for you. Sometimes you got to be that star before you even, before somebody even telling you that. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe in your shit first.
Exactly.
If you don't believe it, you ain't gonna put the effort behind it.
You just said it, because if you build it, they're gonna come to you. If you build it, you're gonna find yourself where they are anyway. And then it's going to be a thing of if you choose to do business with them, instead of wanting to be at their mercy or wanting to be a charity case. Don't be a charity case in life at any point. And that's what we need to teach people and go, look, if this is a business about numbers and this is a business about contracts, then I need you to study what lawyers know. I need you to study what accountants know, because you're going to need this information to protect you and to move you along, especially since everything is a technology in itself. You should be more versed in what the latest technology is. Where is the whole business going, especially no matter if you're major or you're indie, when it deals with computers and digital distribution? We're not even talking about physical anymore. Anything now is going to be driven through technology. So there's no reason you should still be in the dark, not aware of where everything is going. So that means you got to be able to read. So stop being so concerned with trying to be a street nigga. Like, we always laugh about this shit when they go, I'm a street nigga. I'm like, well, why are you in the street, not on the sidewalk? First off, are you homeless? Let's stop this street nigga mentality. Get out the street because you don't belong there. Cars and the trash is put out on Thursdays. That'd be on the side of the street. But don't be a street nigga and think you're going to come into this shit and you're going to succeed. Even street niggas are intelligent, and they ain't calling themselves street niggas unless, you know, that's just a conversation here and there. But get out of that mentality if you really want to succeed in this business. Street niggas don't really succeed in this business. It's all nerds. The same people that these street niggas was robbing and beating up and talking bad about is creating all these apps and controlling all these companies and doing all the balling you wish you could do that's going to give you penitentiary chances. They ain't having niggas shooting at them for this. Yeah, niggas might be shooting. It's cameras, and it's everything that you want. So you got to do the work and have pride in having intelligence and educating yourself. Stop thinking you're supposed to be savages and animals. We geniuses with this shit. We come from the streets. Never, 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 never play that down, but don't make that your Hallmark card. I come from the streets, but I got out them streets. You have to do the same thing in a lot of ways to adjust how you're thinking and stop thinking that shit is going to answer everything. If you think you can be a street nigga and run up on them in these businesses, man, they run with the feds. They run with the government. You think you got guns? Shit, you ain't seen what they got. Like Andre 3000 said, man, they got shit that'll blow out our backs. So stop thinking that gangster shit gonna work. This is the most gangster shit. This is organized business. So we have to be organized too. And I'll stop right there so y'all can talk. I apologize.
No, I remember you're talking about this stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, all the weaponry they got and all that stuff. I remember when we had Jerry Heller on the show, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
He said when Suge Knight got to, you know what I'm saying, roughing them up and whatnot, they went and got this guy who was an ex-Israeli soldier, you know what I'm saying? And they said Suge quit fucking with him after that. You know, like, this guy, you know, put the fear of God in his Suge, whoever the fuck he was. I think it might have been Mike Klein, I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. These guys in the industry, they have access to people that we can't even imagine. You've been in the industry at the highest levels. You know what I'm saying? Is this shit like the military?
Man, come on. Think about it. These are corporations, so they're directly dealing with the government in so many different capacities. And this is my thing. When I've gotten to the business, even to this day, like I always tell people, I have one foot in and one foot out. So I'm still in the major side of things, always seeing what's going on. But guess what? I can leave and go home to my indie shit, and I'm not a prisoner of that shit. And I can function and do business with people, but it's on my own terms of how I want to function. But back to that question, absolutely it's military. It's feds. It's everything. Because everybody's making money. So how easy is it to have the feds or the CIA involved in for security or this, that, and the third when you're dealing with all that anyway? Because the corporations, the bankers, all this shit is the same thing. It goes right back to war because, like, y'all know that's woke. And for the people out there that's not woke yet, bankers control when wars happen. Bankers control what the military gets. Because when they got these big-ass contracts for defense, what do you think they're doing it for? Where do you think it's coming from? Where do you think it's going? It's about making money. So when you look at these music companies, guess what they really do? They have other products. They're corporations. So automatically they deal with the government. Why wouldn't you think that? It ain't just about police. People are like, oh, they got police. No, they got feds. They got CIA. Yeah. They got military branches. This is easy. That's an easy one. So that's why I'd be like, all that tough talk shit is not going to get you through the door and you're going to strong arm a deal. You're going to instantly incriminate yourself and get thrown under a jail.
Oh, yeah. They have a way of making people disappear. They have a way of making people go away.
Forever. It's
crazy. Because, yeah, you see powerful people get in the industry. You know what I'm saying? You see them go to the top, and then sometimes they just fall all the way down to the bottom. You know, and a lot of people don't pay attention to what's going on. But if you look at it, you can kind of tell that, okay, this guy got more money than he was supposed to, according to these guys at the top. You know, is there like a limit that they have where guys can't go past a certain level, so to speak? Like when a guy gets up there too high,
I couldn't answer that because I don't know the cap. I don't know the cap on anybody's salary, but I mean, you can look at the way the streets work when you're moving weight and you start to get too big and people come at you and they be like, wait, it ain't going to work like that. We got to work together. I'm going to shut you down. It's the same way in business, and especially when you have agencies or whatever that watch the money that you make. That's why the IRS is so notorious on people and other, you know, whatever. And people are watching your money. And when it comes to this music business, everybody's watching your money. Everybody's watching your success. Everybody's criticizing. Everybody's scheming on how to steal your shit. So it can be a lot of things that come into play, but that's on a case-to-case basis of how you can talk about that. But, of course, there's going to be caps because if people don't want you happy, then you know damn well they don't want you being wealthy unlimited. So there's going to be those snares and those things that come along. But the beauty of how it works for you being indie, like I always tell people when they ask, you know, I want to be successful, and I say, okay, well, define success for me. And so for the people out there listening, have you ever really taken the time to define what your success is supposed to contain and what it'll look like? Stop basing your success on what the Migos are doing or Travis Scott is doing or Kendrick is doing. What is your own idea of your success and what does it contain? And if you readily can't say right now to me or while you're listening to me in your mind, see your success play by play, then you're not ready for the next steps. You have to be able to envision this. It's just not, oh, I'm going to be on top and I'm going to be the hottest nigga. What does that mean? It's a lot of niggas that's on top and the hottest niggas and they don't have their publishing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They in 360 deals. They trapped for 7, 8, 9 albums.
Oh, man.
They might not even be getting all the show money. They might not even be getting all the show money because they – what'd you say, bro?
Oh, created genres.
What'd you say?
Some of them created subgenres within hip-hop, and they don't even get recognized for that.
Right. They're not even getting paid properly. Or they got managers that they trust, and they're taking them to the cleaners. So what you see is not always what you get. So stop basing your success on what other people show you as success. You have to know what your own success is. And the point I was trying to make with that was success in its essence is that you are being successful. You are making a living off of your dream. Now, to what degree is the difference? You've done the labors, and now you're seeing the fruits of your labor. To what capacity? I don't have to do X, Y, and Z anymore, and my art, my dream is now paying the bills. My dream is now allowing my daughter to go to this kind of school or my son. This is my mom don't have to live here anymore and blah, blah, blah. That's success, but above all else, you're happy and you're healthy. So when people start really putting it in perspective, because comparing is the poison. Stop trying to compare yourself to other people. Only look at yourself and the path that you have to take. But you can use other people's journeys as examples of what to do and what not to do. But how the end line looks for you is not going to be the same as it was for them. Know that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's real talk. You got to have your own path. You can't rely on anybody else. You know, the reason I brought up the stuff about the industry and what goes on is because I want the independent artists to realize if you keep chasing that big industry deal, you know what I'm saying, that lottery ticket, that winning lottery ticket, that's so rare, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't
exactly
happen.
Exactly, right.
Your chances, it's like a Powerball. While you keep chasing that, you could be putting your effort into your independent grind, building up a fan base that will fuck with you every time you drop. Every time you put out a video, a project, have a show, if you build that core fan base, almost like a politician, get out there and meet the people and network with them, they're going to fuck with you. And that's what people don't understand. They just think, hey, I'm going to put a hashtag that's popular, and I'm going to put my video on SoundCloud or on YouTube and my song up on SoundCloud, and I'm just going to hope it takes off. It doesn't work that way. I mean,
right.
maybe if lightning strikes twice, you know, if you're looking at it in those terms and those odds. I'm glad you're here, Bishop, man. I really am, because you, like I said, you've been on the most successful label there is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
And it wasn't successful for me. It wasn't successful for me because there was a bunch of bullshit going on. So, look, to build back from scratch and keep going. Now having those relationships still intact now and moving forward, I'm not going back to a major. When I reconnected with Dre, I didn't ask Dre for a new deal. Me and Dre have our bond, and what Dre gives me is knowledge for me to move forward on how to navigate my own career. But I learned from my mistakes being signed to a label. It doesn't work for everybody. Other people it can work for. But I never stop. That's another thing. You can't stop when things go wrong. And that's the importance of having more jobs than one. Even when I was at Aftermath, my dad got his own construction company. He taught me construction. So I still stayed doing construction when I needed to. Still have construction now. Still have other outlets to make money. I'm not focused on just being a rapper. I'm an activist. Yeah. I'm into acting. I'm into all kind of things because I'm in the tech. I'm in the tech sector of creating ideas, being a creative and creating new technology, thinking of new ways to connect things. I'm into everything I possibly can if it's important to me. But I never miss the bottom line, and that is bills continue to come. So if you don't sell records or you don't have shows, what's going to pay the bills? This shit is not promised, and this shit is not forever. And there's going to be a cold time. There's going to be a winter. It's not always going to be hot. And all businesses sell slump. And you got to be able to survive and recreate yourself and do X, Y, and Z. But in the meantime, in between time, what are you doing to help make that process happen? So for indie artists, look at the power you have to reach around the world. Look at what you can really do if you look around your collective of the people that are really working hard and the great things that you can create. Instead of trying to compare yourself to something that's being pushed by a corporation that has $1 billion with their eyes closed to make it look successful, to make sure it's on all the radio stations, to make sure that video plays everywhere, to make sure the views are in 200, 300 million when that stuff done by nerds to program and make it look like it's got that many views. It's a lot of views, but it's never always those views. But those are the examples of success, so you buy into it. Man, look how many people looked at it. Man, blah, 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 right. How much streams. And you believe it. And that's a part of not being able to think for yourself and go, damn, a lot of this stuff is paid for. I need to be making money so I can be competitive too. Talent might get you to the door, but skills and intelligence will keep you there. And flexibility to be able to morph when you need to into other things. I'll shut up so y'all can talk. I apologize again.
No, I was just about to say, do you think if you would have stayed independent as opposed to going with a major label, when you first came out, you'd be in a better situation than you is now, or the fact that you was on a major and had to go through some of these things made it better for you now?
That's a great question, and it varies in the answer. So we'll start like this. Before I was even signed to Aftermath, I had L.A. on fire, and I had the streets on fire because me and my cats did this. Me and my bro, Crash Dummy, Marcus Miller, you know what I'm saying? We started this thing in Carson out his garage. You know, his mom put up with our noise, and we moved in the streets. When we put together the money for Who I Gotta Kill to get a record deal with DJ Rampage, we did this shit ourselves. I was hustling everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I made friends up at Interscope, and I used their mailing room to mail out my mixtapes. And where they were sending their shit, my shit got sent too. So there I am amongst all these niggas with real budgets. Use Your Smarts. I was free.
Right.
I had it everywhere. I already had 3 or 4 songs on the radio before I even met Dre. Off my own work. I was already on Alcoholics album, the last one they did. Already. I was already on video games mm-hmm. like True Crimes and whatever else, already branding myself. I was already doing shows. I already done shows at the House of Blues with other people. Just building up my buzz. So,
right.
coming to being signed to a major, I had my choices. I was sitting in a meeting with Clive Davis. I met with Sony. I met with Atlantic. I met with everybody. But I made the choice with Aftermath, but everything was at my fingertips. You see what I'm saying? But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be the man I am the day of success happened then, because I still wasn't ready for it, and I would have got lost. This is me knowing myself, because
right.
this is another thing that's going to help people out there. You have to really get in tune with who you are and know yourself. And like Dave Chappelle said, shout out to Dave Chappelle. I hope he listens to your show. After this, maybe he will. He needs to. But that's a great man that I always, when I get to see him and get to build with him, what his journey has been is a greater level of what I went through, where you have to know your worth. And when it's worth more, when they try to take more from you than you are willing to give up, you walk away. You walk away
yeah.
because it's not worth your soul and your mental health. And if you can't look in the mirror and respect who you see and you don't recognize them, this is me talking. Other people can be different.
Yeah.
But for me, if I can't respect that man, if he ain't got integrity no more, if he's forfeited all his principles, if he's forsake God for this shit, and you can be religious or not, but if you have virtues and principles, if those are to be forfeited to gain bullshit, it's time to walk away. So I was blessed, even though I didn't look like it then, to be in a better position now to have access to that,
mm-hmm.
but to be where I'm supposed to be, and that's to be free, and that's to be active, and that's to be outspoken, and that's to motivate people, because I was trying to do the same thing from inside, but you can't do it from inside the cell. You can't do it like that. You got to be free and able to move around, be in it and be out of it, and show people the right way to do things through what you're doing, because people won't believe you. You got to show them. So I'll lead by example and show you the difference and the peace of mind that comes with choosing to navigate it a different way that works for your spirit. And my big sister Bright told me something, because I used to always think, my homeboy Chase Infinite from Self Scientific,
mm-hmm.
he told me, man, like, if Aftermath had a Bible, yours would be the Book of Job. And I took that to heart, right? But what happened was, my people didn't get killed. My family, everything I had wasn't destroyed. Things were taken from me, and I was restricted, and I was held. But my story was really the story of Joseph. I was placed in bondage. There was a lot of things that happened. And my sister Bright gave me that game. She said, it's not Job. It's the story of Joseph. And here I am being lifted up to speak to the people, to take counsel with the Pharaoh, and use this position to do right with it. And that's the difference of me now versus then. Shit was too fucked up back then and moving too fast, and I had all the wrong people around me, and they had all the wrong intentions. And I had such a big heart that I would trust too many people. And I was baby MC Hammer blowing my advance, helping people that I shouldn't have helped, and being in situations that I should have never been in, and starting to lose myself trying to be involved in something that's not me. And when you get to that edge, when you get to that edge of that cliff, you're like, oh, shit. It's time to back the fuck up. They're trying to push you off of it. It's time to make that move, and that was the blessing for me. So I hope that answers your question of saying I'm happy things.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's kind of like you was almost like doing too much but not getting enough done and shit. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like
and thinking
you out here,
backwards.
You trying to, you know, making sure your people right and shit, but you probably wasn't making sure yourself was right, because I was just about to ask you as far as like giving advice to the indie artists, like, what some of the do's and don'ts as far as the guys that they hang with and the type of crowd that they keep to get necessary work done. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody feel like they got to put on for their people and shit. I hear that more and more than anything. Instead of somebody saying, let me put on for myself so I can even be able to put on for you. It's always, oh, we do this for the city. We do this for the city. We do this for that. We do this. But really, a lot of times, they don't be doing shit. But just saying, like on some real shit, man. I see it all. I live in St. Louis, man, and
I see this shit happening all the time out here.
That's a great question. That's a great question. And, yeah, you know, like you just, it's all over the world. That fuckboy shit, that fuckgirl shit, that fuckery is an epidemic all around the world. So we're going to break it down like this, and this is always the best way to do it. If your father or your mama said, I don't like your friends, and you wouldn't listen to them until after they did some funny style shit, then you come back feeling like an asshole and say, Mom, you was right. Dad, you was right. They wasn't no good for me. It's going to be a hard task because you're going to love people. You're not going to be able to see who they really are because they complete you in certain ways or you relate to them and they seem like you. But when it comes down to it, who's there blessing and enriching your life? This is a two-way street. Are you lifting each other up or are you bringing each other down? Do they keep bringing trouble around? Are they messy? And when I say messy, do they keep up negative shit? Do they keep up problems? And if they do those things, you don't need them around you anyway, just a normal life. Are these motherfuckers like magnets for trouble, for the police, for beef, for fights, for jealousy?
Yeah.
You don't need to have them around you. Are these people that help open your eyes up and teach you new things and take you around new surroundings and help you find yourself, especially like I always say, it's a funny thing that happens. Have you ever noticed when people be talking to somebody, we've all been guilty of this until we realize it. A nigga have a booger in his nose or something, and you won't say nothing. You just keep talking to him like you don't see the booger hanging in his nose or he got some food on his mouth. And you just keep talking to him and let this nigga play himself. If you got people around that, like that, around you that won't tell you when you got some shit on your face, they don't need to be around you. I tell niggas all the time, you got a booger right here, playboy. You got some shit in your mouth right here, playboy.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
If you don't look good, we don't look good. So if you got niggas around you that don't believe in, if you don't look good, we don't look good, don't fuck with them. You need people that's going to keep you on point at all times and tell you the hard truth and tell you when you too full of shit. Like, hold up, my nigga, we all guilty of getting full of shit and being assholes and being dickheads and doing things wrong at times. We all human. We all got bad days. Our goal is to have more good days than bad days. So that's what you got to learn. Are these people bringing positive things to the table? Because it's not a give and take from, like, what you're doing for me. No, that's got to be two-way street. Everybody's got to be sharing and building together. So if your circle does not contain that, you got to get people out of your life. Because once shit goes big, if people are being petty now while you're broke, I think Jay-Z said it or Dame Dash said it. He said, you'll know who your real friends are when you all got money or when you get money. And then you're going to see how it works. And you're going to have all these people talking about, man, damn, man, my phone about to get cut off the first thing out their mouth. Before they even say good morning or good afternoon, whatever the fuck, how are you? Man, I got some bad news to tell you, man. They're trying to set you up to pay their bills. And this was a dope thing. This was earlier this year, I think I had this conversation with Dre, and he was like, man, I get so tired of niggas trying to call my phone, and the first thing they say out their mouth is, dog, you won't believe the shit that I've been going through, or, man, this happened. He's like, damn, I don't want that energy because I already know where this phone call is going to go. So I don't even allow him to be on my phone no more. You know, and it's hard to have Dre's number anyway. That's a great way that he does it. So he'd be like, I don't want that energy in my life. I've learned at this point in my life now that I choose who I want to deal with and what I want to be around. And I even wake up on a day-to-day basis thinking about
shit all the fucking time.
But right,
I can't even imagine.
Because niggas see headphones and niggas see, he's a billionaire. So that's that bullshit.
Yeah.
So look at his level and then look at all our levels and look at it at beginners and go, if people are trying to be selfish and taken from you and backstabbing and manipulative now, imagine when your face is on billboards and they think you got all this money. You still trying to pay back shit. You got to pay back shit first before you can see a whole bunch of shit. You got investors, you got XYZ, you got overhead, but all they see is just everything being a success. So, long ass story short on that point, if they're about that bullshit, they got to go. It's got to be those that see the bigger picture and they're working towards success. Everybody can't be the rapper. Everybody can't be the producer. Everybody can't be the star. Play your part. And if you nourish what they're trying to achieve, like you nourish what the other person is trying to achieve, everybody's going to be happy. And everybody got money to count. Not like you said, yo, how you going to put on for the city and put on for these other people when you ain't put on for yourself?
It's a it's a lesson whenever we get on airplanes, right? And you know the lady be in the lane, and she's telling you how to pull down the mask if they pop down,
mm-hmm.
and who you put it on first. You put it on yourself first, and then you put it. Even if it's your child, they tell you, nigga, put it on you first, so you good to help other people. So that in itself is a natural lesson that we get every time we get on a plane. Or you know what the fuck I'm talking about just by seeing a commercial or a movie. You have to take care of yourself, or you can't save nobody else. You have to be in a position of power yourself to make change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of live by it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people all the time, especially I got, you know, everybody had them friends that be going through some things. Or they so blind to the things that they can't see that they can't even see the shit that's right there in their fucking face.
Right.
It's like you got to help. You can't help nobody else if you can't help yourself.
Right.
Especially if you got children and shit. You
well,
can't do shit for your kids and you fuck
up.
That's how our
relationships end. You know what I mean? Like when we started this underground society shit in 2010, we had 120, 130 people, man. We only fuck with about 5 of them right now.
You just answered it. You just answered what I was about to ask you. I was like, how many people left now?
Yeah, man. It's brother, I'll tell you this, Bishop. You know what I'm saying? I've been a journalist for 2 decades. I never really had problems with anybody until I tried to unify people. I tried to do something positive and bring people together. And then everyone wants to kill Prez. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Where everybody on that fake shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it don't benefit them, then you really don't, you know, that fake support shit. We done went through so much of that shit within the last 5 or 6 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit be ridiculous. My thing is, I'd rather you not say fucking shit than only try to hit a motherfucker up when you think it could benefit you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep
message.
Moving with that, because that's the type
please
of energy
that
I want.
That's how the fam's doing.
Please say that one more time.
Let's
have a conversation. Please say that one more time.
You
said what?
What's that?
Say what you just said one more time.
He's talking to you.
No,
what I'm saying. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that fake shit around me. I don't be wanting motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather a motherfucker not come around me and say shit than try to be just, you know, that bad energy with that. I don't like that type of energy. I'd rather you be, you know, one straight way to a motherfucker. Like, because people, you know, me and Chris used to go through it all the time. You don't have these dudes in months. And say we got you on the show, and you might be their favorite rapper in the world. Then these motherfuckers promoting every fucking thing, and then they inbox to Chris the whole fucking time, or they inbox to me, like, ask this question, ask that question. It's like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because where was you at last week? We couldn't get nobody to call in, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that you have to support every single thing that I do or every show that we do to me, you a supporter. But I can tell the difference between the real love and the fake love because I'm 38 years old and I ain't just been walking around with my fucking eyes closed all these years. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know when motherfuckers ain't really with you. And I think that's what be happening with a lot of these young rappers. You get some of the real good guys, you know, and they get discouraged because they don't sound like the trend. We call them the TCs, the trend chasers. Maybe they don't sound like the trend chasers, or they don't they think they gotta have all this money, or they gotta be doing this and doing that to get on. And a lot of times, good talent gets swept to the underground. It don't necessarily just be in the underground. It kind of gets swept there because some of these underground dudes, they would love to be on major labels and doing great things for their families and shit, too. So when a lot of these underground rappers say they had never signed with a major, I be telling myself, you a fucking lie, because if you can sign to a major doing what you're doing right now and don't have to change your shit, you do it in a heartbeat, because who don't want to take care of their family? What I'm saying is, if you do approach it on a mainstream level, I feel like if you get a certain amount of success just being yourself and staying independent, then you don't really have to change your shit. And I'm looking at Tech N9ne like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really don't have to change what the fuck he been doing because he going to get the money regardless. He know how to go out there and get it.
He never did. he never did change it. He just got finally with people that believe in him. I remember seeing Tech N9ne on a wake-up show here in L.A. billion years ago, rapping his ass off, rapping backwards. You know, niggas looking sideways like, this is strange. Look at this nigga's hair. This nigga on some wild shit. And now look.
Yeah.
So many millions of dollars later, and everybody want to jump on his dick. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know how many years it took for this man to achieve what he achieved? Get off his dick.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't there at the beginning when you knew what it was back then. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love seeing it, and I plot it because I know it from the inside. I know what it was for Top Dog and all them before there was TDE like it is now, because when the studios used to be in Stevenson Village over in Carson and how hard they grinded, or when J-Rock was on Warner Brothers at first, and they was over there wasting J-Rock's time with dope shit. And I used to see them in the hallways when I was going up to see an A&R up there named Tick. I know that struggle. I know K-Dot before it was Kendrick of what they was doing over there, and Willie B and Ab Soul, the hard work that has to be put in to get them here. And they know how fake this fucking industry is. But they're being successful and thriving in it because they know from before. And now they know how to handle their shit and move forward. People always think this shit is just add water. But it comes from these experiences and not having your eyes closed and realizing where these things go. None of this shit is overnight. When they talk about Macklemore or whatever, niggas had to go get investors or they had X, Y, and Z. When you see the success of a Fat Joe or Remy Ma and all these cats that have been here for years, and then they're trying to throw dirt because she wins an award or blah, blah, blah. Look how long she's been doing this shit. She had to go to prison, too. She went through a lot of shit. And she's successful now. Why are you mad? Probably because you don't understand what that journey really is, and all you do is look at videos and maybe some interviews. But all this shit requires so much hard work, and you have to be prepared to sacrifice and give your all, and then it's going to ask for more. So you have to have the right kind of people around you. When they listen to your radio show, they don't think about the bills you have to pay and the things that you have to do to keep this thing going and all the personal problems and the shit that you have in your life that you have to block out while you're doing this. See what I'm saying? Because they forget that we're human beings. So
hell yeah.
We have to make sure they know this fucking reality and understand, like, I love doing this shit, and I'm doing this shit for y'all, and this shit ain't easy. None of this shit is glamorous as you think it is. Don't think because you see
like,
go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
Right, go ahead. No, I was just about to say, we appreciate you coming on and sharing these kind of conversations with us, man, because a lot of these radio shows, they only ask people to come on their shows just to get the fuck shit, you know what I'm saying, and stir up shit. But that ain't what we be on. We be on straight fans of this shit and trying to get somebody to learn something at the same time.
And why you think I'm here? Because I recognize that from the first interview, and that's why I said I'm coming back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not promoting no shit that I'm doing. We're going to talk about what these people need to know so they can be better at what they're trying to do. It's not even about me. My job tonight is to give inspiration, to give information, and to give testimony about right and wrong in this shit. And say, look, you got to get your education when it comes to this business. You cannot be successful in this business if you don't have any understanding of business. It comes down to dollars and cents. This is not no imaginary shit that your raps are going to save you and take you to the heights of success. You still have to be able to count your money, so your motherfucking ass better be able to add and subtract and multiply and divide. Even some fucking algebra. Fuck it. Know the business. Understand when you sit here and you're talking to these lawyers, you need to fact check. You need to be able to understand what they're talking about in these contracts, not just sign your name here and sign your name there and basically be signing your life away. When somebody comes and says, trust me, I'm going to take care of everything. You just stick to the art. I'm going to do the business. No, motherfucker, you are the business. Or how are you going to separate yourself from the business? They have to realize now when you become artists, you are now the product. You are now what is being sold. So you need to know what's being done with you. And you should have a say-so in what's being done with you. Because a lot of these people that you see that are so successful don't have a fucking say-so. But they smiling because they got to play the role. And this is the path that they chose, and they got to see it through. You only see them in the finished product of the video or the interviews where they put their character on. But you don't know about the hell and the fuckery that they're going through behind closed doors. And that's where shit gets real, real. Can you really give people that shit? Because that's something people see a lot of. I bet you people can relate more if they know, God damn, they're going through the same shit I'm going through. God damn, that's some shit I don't even want to think about going through.
thank you for sharing
right,
that
I'm
shit.
Right, I'm about to say, or even going through shit that's worse than what a motherfucker go through. Like you said, once you when you getting all that money like that, you got motherfuckers coming for it. So you got people suing you. You got to protect yourself on
left
all different types
right.
of angles.
Left and
like
right.
I tell my kids all the time, I tell them, yeah, I tell them shit like, I say, you think Oprah Winfrey or Bill Gates, you know, these rich, rich, rich-ass people, I say, you think they ever get up in the morning and just be like, you know what? I made enough money. I'm just done with it. I'm not going to make it. Fuck no. Them motherfuckers are still getting up, man, and they trying to pursue is to keep getting it. You know what I'm saying? Even though they know they can't take that shit with them. It's just the pursuit of being able to be comfortable, and money in America will keep you comfortable from day-to-day situations for certain people. You know, if you from the ghetto, you love to be living at Oprah's house. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
She, Oprah, and if Oprah lived in the ghetto before, she damn the fuck sure ain't finna try to go back to that shit.
She ain't going back to it. And, you know, a funny thing is, a cat I used to do business with lived out in Santa Barbara. He was actually living next door to Oprah. So I always do my best to lean over a fence so she could see me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see. It was,
yeah.
It's a dope-ass city out there called Montecito. And her fucking crib out there is incredible. And I used to just look over the fence when he's over there doing shit at his studio in his crib. I was like, God damn, this is the house that Oprah built. And to see this motivation. But the lesson in what I'm getting at is the overhead to maintain something like that. People
yeah.
think just because you're rich, you stay rich. It's a lot of people that get rich, go broke, get rich again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or they take the money that they got.
Died with the boxing trophy in his apartment. That's all he had. You know what I'm saying? Joe Louis, too. Joe Louis had to have people pay for his funeral. You know, and these are some of the biggest fighters in history. And it happens to people in all forms of the entertainment industry.
And that's the bad
right,
stories. That's the bad story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the good stories where they went broke, but they made it back. That's the thing that a rich man will teach you. He'll talk about how he almost went broke or did go broke and then hit a lick again to get back up and had to keep going. So there's peaks and valleys. So you have to keep working to maintain the money because the IRS going to be trying to take that shit from you. All kind of con artists going to see you and be trying to swindle you out of your money. Investors, stockbrokers. Everybody's trying to take your shit from you because Forbes is saying your net worth. So everybody's coming at you, even on a personal level, the women or the men you're trying to be involved with, the so-called new friends that act like they don't know who you are, but they did a Google search on your ass and found out everything about you, and then they just so happen to meet you at a certain place. People really be that sick and that deep, just like people who pretend to be homeless and will stand out in the middle of the street with these signs and sit out here and prey on hardworking people for their money, then go way down the street or catch a bus somewhere and then get in their Benz or their Ferrari, and they fucks you over like that. People are really dedicated to trying to play
so
victim and take your money. Right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
They basically
so,
got to pay for all the shit they got. Yeah. It's crazy.
So people have to keep that in mind. Like, yo, the motivation is you got to keep on working. Getting rich is not the end of the story. You gotta still maintain. You still gotta pay all this shit up. The bigger you get, the bigger your bills are.
Well,
you have to
like
figure out how
said,
to keep
you got
a balance.
Kids, you gotta set up that foundation
Man.
For generations. You know,
right.
you want your brain kids to be straight. So.
And it's so easy for people just to look in and say, "Man, fuck them niggas. They blah blah blah. They rich. They got it made." You don't see what they're going through. For all the success that Drake has, just for an example, think about the bullshit he got to deal with. And that nigga is now just public property, and people can talk about him, do whatever they want, any of these cats. And then what they deal with on the inside and their personal lives and how their friend circles change and how much mess goes on and how many rappers want to diss you just because they want your attention and want to try to ride your wave or want to get in the beef with you just so they can really hug you and become friends and do songs with you. Like, these niggas is weirdos. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will do fuck shit like that just to get your attention. Nigga, I did my work. Why don't you do yours? And I remember Drake before anybody knew who Drake was, and he came to Aftermath to write for Dr. Dre, him and 40. Humble as fucking cool as shit. So knowing the difference, I don't even trip off what niggas try to say because I know the kind of work that niggas put in. This is before he went to Cash Money. He was over here writing songs for Drake. Does the world know that? I don't know, but it makes sense why Drake popped up at the Forum for a show for Drake. Connect the dots. This shit ain't easy. This shit ain't overnight. Stop thinking you know what people are going through. Stop trying to value put value on people and say, sum them up, and this is all they're worth. You don't know people's stories. So it's better to try to hold yourself accountable before you try to tell other people about their shit, and you get on your grind. That's what people need to get in the business of. But shit is so messy, the art is all about being in other people's business. You know what Rihanna did? You see her in the pool with so-and-so. Who gives a fuck? That was probably a placed photo anyway. That was leaked by a publicist or some shit probably. Or if it wasn't a backyard, so
bullshit,
fucking
man.
What? Is that paying your bills? What the fuck does that got to do with you?
Yeah, I see people that could be promoting their music, and instead they're posting the video of the Amigos all day. You know what I'm saying, from the BET Awards. It's like, why don't you post the links to your fucking music or your website or your business? Why you got to waste time fucking with that shit? You know?
But that's,
people
that's
ain't even
difference.
Up on their shit, man.
Right, but that's going to be the difference in those that know and those that don't. So while people are caught up in distraction and that bullshit, real artists going to be on their grind. You should be in the studio right now. You should be posting more of your own content or making your new content, working on your new songs, trying to get some shows together. You know what I'm saying? Working on your merch, working on your website, whatever it is, going after an agent, going after a manager, taking acting classes, whatever you're trying to do, go figure out the knowledge for it and don't sit here waiting for somebody to do it for you. Stop sitting here waiting on miracles to happen and be the miracles that happen. Make them fucking happen. Faith without works is nothing. It's dead. And you ain't even got to quote the Bible with this shit. It's just, man, how you just going to talk about some shit and not do what needs to be done to make it happen? And that's the real conversations that have to be had with artists. So I'm happy, you know, who's ever tuning in and allowing me to ramble, but I hope it's making sense because it's just off the cuff. I didn't prepare no notes. I want the shit to be off the heart. I'm not making up no bullshit so it can sound cool and sophisticated. I'm only giving you the real that I live by. I'm on my bootleg Gary V right now. I'm giving you real conversation. And you can go fact check this shit, and you can go test it out and see if it works, because that's going to be the difference. I'm not here to gain no cool points. I'm not selling nothing to you right now. I'm just giving you the facts. I'm giving you my perspective on shit. And you apply that shit and see what happens for yourself. And then we all run into you, so we say, nigga, you was right, or nigga, you was wrong. I'm with that shit. I'm open to that because I don't know everything. But I know, since I don't know everything, I need to keep learning. And that's forever until I die. I'm learning this business better and better. I'm learning different businesses better and better. And that's what we have to do. So you at ground level or wherever you are on your journey, improve your hustle. Improve your understanding of every aspect of it. So you're better versed in succeeding. Increase the percentage of you succeeding instead of just leaving it just to happen. You can pray all day, but you better be out there working too hard to meet that prayer. You can dream all day, but your ass better wake up and do what it takes to get to where you saw yourself in that dream. And that ain't no corny ass after school special conversation. That's real shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You're right, man. You're 100% right. Well, I'll tell you what, Bishop, man, I can't thank you enough, you know what I'm saying, for coming on twice. And we'd love to have you on again for a third time.
Yes, indeed.
We'll get him on one of these round tables, Fred. Snatch him on one of these
round
tables.
Yeah, I'd love to have you on a round table. You know, we've had all kinds of people together on round tables from all over the country, different regions. You know what I'm saying? I like to put you on there with a Mr. Servon from No Limit, or DJ Ready Red of the Ghetto Boys, something like that, and just chop it up about. Basically what we did tonight, you know, is everybody has stories, man. Everybody's went through stuff. You know, Mr. Mix from 2 Live Crew, you know, he helped pioneer a sound in the South, and so did DJ Ready Red of the Ghetto Boys, you know, in the mid-80s, and these guys rarely ever get credit for that. People need to know
right.
that, too. You know, they need to know who did what, you know, and at least respect that. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing a song and you're using some elements that Mr. Mix did, man, why not reach out to him? See if you can get him on the track. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, same with DJ Ready Ready. Any of these guys. Spice One, man. Holler at Spice One and get one of his dope-ass verses. Dude's still killing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
MCH has dropped. MCA, as you know, of course, man, killing it. still.
Yeah, shout out to Primo, too. I love that Primo-MCA collaboration and just dope shit. But that's another real dude. I mean, it's real dudes, but continue. I love when I hear real dudes spoken about Spice One and shit like that. Like, yeah, continue, sir.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's basically, you know what I'm saying, what, you know, I was just saying, man, it's just, we'd love to have you on again, and we really appreciate you giving these guys game, you know what I'm saying, our listeners, and, you know, it's valuable information, man, real valuable information.
And like I always say, my disclaimer is you ain't got to believe shit I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact in my heart this resonates with a lot of people. But please, fact check everything I'm talking about and test it out for yourself and see the results that you get, because results may vary. But the goal and the pursuit of these conversations that we're having is to inspire you and to lead you in direction to have more empowerment, for self-empowerment. To have the right tools to come into this business, because when people forget, the best way for this business to succeed is by people not knowing what this business is about. If people come in more educated on what these contracts contain and can see the red flags, they're going to have to negotiate a whole nother way. If you learn your own value early, when you come in the door, they can't give you bullshit. They can't play you. And so that's our goal, and that's, you know, I'm down to do the roundtable, but my thing is I don't want it to just be talk. I want it to be actionary. I want people listening to already get the fuck off once the show is done, unless there's more music playing. I ain't trying to stop y'all from what y'all doing. I'm going to get off and finish this workout, but I want you to go start downloading books on the business. I want you to understand what publishing is and what ASCAP and BMI is. I want you to understand how it works when you do split sheets. When this person wrote the hook and this person did the verse and this person did the beat, how that's going to be split up. You need to know these things because they're going to save you later on. You need to know about copyrighting your own name. You know what I'm saying? Trademarking X, Y, and Z, because it's all intellectual properties. So this is shit that most people ain't going to say to you. It's going to be like, nigga, you hot. Oh, nigga, you the next thing. But they're not going to give you these gems that you need to maintain your next thing. So I'm totally with that shit, and, you know, we're going to do part three, all that. Thank you for having me on and me just being able to talk about the journey and what people out there doing. I'm talking to y'all. Wherever my voice is touching you and you hearing it, this is for you. I hope it gave you an answer for something you was trying to do. But the last thing I say to you, if you're not where you want to be, then you need to fucking get there, and you can't blame nobody else. That's why you have to know yourself. Don't worry about nobody else. I used to blame other people for the bullshit I was going through. But there is no enemy. It was only you. And when I say there is no enemy, don't think, man, this nigga trying to shoot at me. That's my enemy. Yeah, that's that physical shit. When I talk about the dreams and the pursuit of what you're trying to achieve, only you can get in your way. Only you can stand in your way. If things are not achieved, it's because you're not doing what you need to do to achieve it. So figure it out. There's always another path. But you have to do the work. And I'm going to leave it at that. Just, you know, bless everybody tuning in and supporting these brothers with their show and supporting me. But we are right here right now supporting you. And that's going to be the other difference when you tune into these other shows and whatever. Are these people giving back to you? Are these people breaking bread and giving you gems? Because the most punk shit I've ever heard is when they say the game is to be sold and not told. Why? Because you want them to be fucked. There's a better way of saying that the game has to be earned. I'm not just going to tell you this shit. You need to earn it. You need to be worthy of this knowledge, because a lot of people done died for this. A lot of people done been locked up for this. A lot of people done lost their souls for this. So this shit ain't for play. Message.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well, Bishop Lamont, thank you once again for coming on the show. We look forward to part three. Everybody listening out there, Bishop, give everybody your social media websites. Man, I'm going to give you the floor and just let them know what's up, man.
I mean, it's simple, brother. It's not even about me, but it's about y'all right here understanding how important it is to give people a platform to uplift them. So if anything, they should know how much they need to be fucking with you more and more. You know what I mean? It ain't even about me. You can find me, but that's cool. But it's about them right now. But, you know, at Bishop Lamont on Twitter, Bishop Lamont 1 on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? You can reach out to me that way. The website is BishopLamont.com, whatever the fuck, Facebook. But the important thing is if you reach out for the gems. Don't reach out to talk to me about doing a song together and this, that, and the third. That shit is so not in my mind right now. The thing is giving you the proper information so you can be better at your craft. so you can have a better life, because all we have is our lives to live. And if we're not helping each other live better lives, what the fuck are we doing? Because we all going to die one day. That's a given. That's not even on my mind. It's about what work we can do here to better things. So for our children, even people that don't have children, understand that you have to leave it in better condition than you found it. And if we want the music business to be better, underground, above ground, independent or major, we have to prepare and bring up the right people to change it. So I'm going to shut the fuck up. Thank y'all for having me, man. Bless y'all. Let's stay in tune. We'll figure out part three.
Definitely, man. We'll talk to you real soon, Bishop.
All right, brother. You got my direct line. So I called in on this number. So y'all make sure y'all reach out to me after the show or the next couple of days so we can continue to break bread off the air. That's real shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, man, for sure. I'll be in touch real soon, man. You take care of yourself, brother.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to get back to these pull-ups. Bless y'all.
That's what's up. And thanks to Bishop Lamont coming through, blessing our listeners with a lot of game, man, this guy. And plus, how many people, he's like, I don't even want you to talk about verses or features. Ask me how I can help you learn something. I mean, how many people do that? You know what I'm saying? So my hat's off to the man for being an unselfish individual. I mean, that's rare. That's rare nowadays in anything, not just the rap game, in anything. So, man, hell of a guest right there, man. I look forward to three, four, five, six. He's welcome on any time. I can't stress enough. I heard the Bars Over Bullshit album. I've been soaking it up a little bit the last few days. Man, there's some dope fucking music on that. MC Shan, first album in 27 years. And check that shit out, Bars Over Bullshit. Available right now. Scratch LDP and D-Pain got their back. Go to UGSForLife.com, download that. It's free. 100% free. The Dead Click, their album's coming out soon. That's going to be an actual album, not a mixtape. So they're going to be slaying that. Be on the lookout for that. Shit, man. What do we got tomorrow? Oh, yeah. Debut episode Skinny Man on the Rant tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Underground Saturday Night, episode 57 on Saturday. Sunday Church Reality, episode 181. Monday, episode 14 of the Hip Hop Roundtable. Tuesday, episode 12 of the Slaughter Hour. And then Wednesday, episode 418 of the Murder Master Music Show with MC Shan. Thursday, I don't know what the fuck. Just go to EGSForLife.com and look at the schedule. That'll tell you more than I can. I can't even remember who I am half the time. But I appreciate the show. You know, and my favorite questions tonight were the ones that you asked, Pat. You asked so many gems. I don't know how I'm going to be able to top that. You did better than Shin did tonight. Shin was phenomenal. Speaking of Shin, we're
in Magnum.
We ain't seen Shin.
Our French connection.
Tonight, hopefully he's good. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's sleeping for once. You know, he's always calling us at 5 o'clock in the morning. Maybe he's actually sleeping. Fucking well deserved, Shin. He's always online promoting, doing his thing. You know, and look out for another underground Sinister Sounds mix coming real soon. Oh yeah, Tuesday, shit, I forgot. Episode 12 of the Murder Mix. That'll be this Tuesday, 4th of July. So look out for that shit. Man, we're just gonna keep doing what we're doing. Yeah, what's the Hip Hop Roundtable gonna be about this week, Pat?
I think I'm gonna do Independence Day, man. I'm just gonna have like 5 underground people come on. DJ Lil Main's gonna join us. We're gonna play his shit at the end.
What's up?
I don't know, man. I'll have like 5 different people that, you know, play 5 different tracks people probably never heard before. You know what I mean? I got some shit from Pittsburgh. I got some shit from all over, man. You know what I mean? I think I got a West Coast dude, East Coast dude, down south, Midwest.
Yeah, that's
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Exposing, you know, true talent, and hip hop, man. Yeah, another thing, too, you know, for those of us that have been following the Bambada situation, you know what I'm saying? I've been checking out the homie Poppy's page, and we've been posting links, you know what I'm saying? Ron Savage, a.k.a. Big Stinger, he's been doing interviews to promote the hip-hop organization that they got going, and Busy Bee keeps mentioning Bam in various interviews, and dude ain't really saying shit, you know, Big Stinger. It's like, that's kind of awkward.
You're standing there looking like a fucking bozo right now, man. I can't believe this shit after how he came out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no ill will towards a motherfucker.
Yeah, you go to bat for somebody, and then look what they do. But, you know, Rashawn keeps doing what he's doing.
Right, we'll still fight the good fight either way it goes, Chris. Shit, fuck them.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? We got to expose any motherfucker that's on that bullshit. You know, I had told y'all, you know, I had people, you know, close to me that's going through that same type of shit. And it ain't no excuses for none of that type of shit, man. None.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, shout out to Finn, man. He is up. I just got a message from him. He said he's listening to the show, so shout out to Finn. Get to bed, man. Jesus Christ.
Right, what else, Finn?
He's a true supporter of what everybody's doing over here. And he also, you know what I'm saying, he helps keep the Murder Dog legacy alive, too, because, you know, Black Dog, you know what I'm saying, shout out to him, but he's kind of AWOL. Think he's doing, like, some tours or something, but people need to know about that magazine. It's been out of existence for a while, but it was the dopest magazine in hip-hop history, I think. You can't really say that The Source, XXL, or Ozone, or any of them was better than Murder Dog, because Murder Dog featured like our favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, who put Soulja Slim on a cover?
And then prayers this too. The way the magazine looked too. It wasn't just no knockoff ass magazine like the pictures pop.
Yeah, you never saw
words,
the publisher.
You know, y'all didn't have a. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like it was the mystery of the magazine.
XXL, Eminem on the cover. Ozone, you always saw Julia Beverly. But, you know, Murder Dog, if you saw Black Dog, he had a ski mask on. You know what I mean?
Some of the other magazines had time periods where they were all right. You know what I mean? But, like, Murder Dog was dope.
I used to get The Source and the XXLs and all them shits back in the day, man. But the Murder Dog, what was tight about the Murder Dog was, like Chris said, you had different artists that you liked that would be on the covers, and the stories on the inside would be all of them. But the picture, like, you'd be holding the magazine up to any other magazine and it looked just as good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was hard to find them bitches. So it's like when you would see one, I gotta get that motherfucker. Like, coming back, hoping somebody don't buy that last copy. Like, I done did that shit before. Like, put this magazine behind another magazine, come back and get it later.
Like a kid hiding a toy and shit.
Yeah, I put it over there in, like, the sewing magazine. Put it over there by the sewing magazines, you know what I'm saying, some fucking Better Homes and Garden Bacon magazines and shit, just so nobody get that last one. I remember doing that shit.
Hopefully you remember what it is when you come back, or you'll be trying
I hope somebody went over there and tried to straighten them up, or somebody found them on the floor. Like, damn, they got it. Shit, that used to be the shit.
That's
crazy, man. Like, motherfuckers, like you said, Prez, motherfuckers don't even get books or magazines and shit like that. Everything we reading is either on a handheld device or on a computer screen or a TV screen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even tell you the last time I actually went and bought a fucking magazine. Like, every now and then, free magazines come in the mail or some shit like that, you know?
I haven't.
I actually just bought a magazine for the first time in a long time.
For real?
I was like, pretty much stuck in the next town over, like, waiting to work and shit. Yeah, I went into a gas station, man. They had a Tupac special edition store. It was a Tupac special store. I bought it. I mean, it's cool to have just for, like, the cover of it and shit, but there wasn't really much in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I don't know, they do the same fucking issue every year, you know what I
really?
Mean?
Really? Yep, and I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even bought a book in a long fucking time either. So I can't even front like I just be buying reading material. But like, remember back in the day, it seemed like you always bought a magazine or a book or something. We don't even get the fucking newspaper here. Like, we go to the grocery store, they always try to get you to sign up for the newspaper and all. I tell them motherfuckers, fuck out of here, y'all. They know not to even ask me, do I want the paper or not? I'm not reading that shit.
Yeah, all you gotta do is get log into your email account. And you'll see the news.
That's all I gotta do. All I gotta do is get on Facebook.
Get
to
on
see
Facebook.
World news and local news. That's all you gotta do is get on Facebook. That's it.
These motherfuckers were talking about like the other day when the BET Awards was on. I didn't even know there was an awards show until I logged into Facebook. Every fucking post was
yeah,
the BET Awards. Did you see?
It was
Rihanna,
either somebody comment. It was. Yeah,
like,
it's either they comment on the awards, and then you got everybody else roasting their ass about posting. Like,
yeah.
Back and forth.
And you know, a lot of these guys and chicks that are posting this shit, they're supposedly like, fuck the lame stream, I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
Obviously you do.
Yeah.
If you care about what Joe Budden said to the Migos, then obviously you're in tune with that shit. You know,
yeah.
If they didn't really fight,
all I did after I seen the video of what happened, that was it. I don't want to fucking. Nah, I just want to see the funny shit after it. I want to see the memes and, you know what I'm saying. And
yeah.
I like that shit. Yeah,
I
like all that
stuff,
crazy
you
shit.
Like
it's the same way when you're watching a Super Bowl or the finals or something like that. If you're not watching the game. Do not get on Facebook if you want to watch it later on because people are going to be commenting through the whole shit. And then you're going to have the other people commenting about the people that's commenting about it. And then you're going to have somebody streaming the game. Like, I found out how to get all the Cubs games. I don't need to buy the MLB Network or none of that shit. I found me a free live stream. And it gives you all the options, too.
You just log on to your favorite social media and scroll down the timeline. Chances are you're going to see that fight. It might be sideways,
yep.
Or the idiot might have the phone the wrong way, but chances are you're going to see the fucking fight.
Exactly.
You know, why pay $100 for something that might only last 30 seconds? You know, but I'll tell you what, man, bar none, man, Bishop Lamont is one of my favorite guests because he was willing to teach people and he was willing to share experiences to help them avoid pitfalls. Not only in music and life. I mean, shit, I felt like I was at a seminar. You know what I'm saying? This dude
is
captivating as hell, man. And I'm definitely going to apply a lot of what he said to what I'm doing, not just in music, but in life. You know what I'm saying? People got to learn from cats like him. And hopefully our listeners did so.
When y'all listening to other, it's like new age teachers, friends, when they be listening to them other butt boy ass teachers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Those motherfuckers who say they the teachers and shit. Nah, you motherfuckers need to be out here listening to some of the real teachers, which is motherfuckers that's willing to tell you something. Not spit out a whole bunch of bullshit.
What he went through. Or
going through a whole bunch of bullshit.
That he went through. But no, with that being said, tomorrow, tune in to episode 1, Skinny Man on the Rant. Now, Church of Reality, if you listen to that show, Skinny used to do this segment called Skinny Man on the Rant. And, he did about 40 of them, I want to say, at least. You know what I'm saying? And this is basically the same thing. He's going to just speak about what irks him. You know what I'm saying? And basically, you're going to hear Skinny rant about all kinds of shit for an hour and a half. So tune into that tomorrow, 9 p.m. You know, say ujazzforlife.com and check that shit out. And other than that, we'll see you guys on the Murder Mass Community Show next Wednesday. And it's an underground Saturday night. Hip hop roundtable, church reality. Everything UGSforLife.com. You guys got anything you want to plug or anything going on?
Man, same old shit. I was about to ask y'all what y'all doing for, I guess, this the holiday weekend right here, since 4th of July is like on Monday or Tuesday or some shit like that. Like,
oh,
y'all popping off.
Fuck.
You already know this shit
going to
be crazy over here.
I'm going to try to figure out, because we got a dog. He was born back in January. This is going to be his first 4th of July, my daughter's dog. I'm expecting him to fucking act like a fucking Vietnam veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder. So I don't know what the fuck. And he's just a little raving animal with teeth, and he's crazy as it is anyway. You know what I'm saying? So with all these fireworks, I have a feeling I'm going to be having my hands full with that monster. So, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to go out and see these idiots blow off fireworks or not. You got anything planned?
They already opened up. I ain't even buying none this year, man. I didn't buy none last year, and I didn't buy none this year, I think. And 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays, man, just because of the fireworks alone. Because, you know, growing up, we never really had the real fireworks. We used to get some, but we didn't get to pop them, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that shit was illegal up there, so we get the bullshit-ass. We can get firecrackers and
the
little motherfucking M80s.
You're running around
shit that's
sparkles
out here.
Smoke bombs.
Yeah, you know, the fucking
snap.
Shitty-ass snakes.
So, yeah, the little
like
snakes
and I hate shit. I never liked them. Before when I was a kid, I thought it was some bozo shit. Like, it ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's just smoothing. I never liked that. I'd rather you give me the bag with the little poppers and let me throw them at people all day long. Other than that, I don't, you know, we had corny shit. So when I moved here to Missouri, you know, this shit legal out here. So I fell in love with that shit. I spent about $500 one time on fucking fireworks, man. You do is you just go to the places where you buy one, you get four free or whatever. And so you go and you just buy the big packs. Like, people go there and try to mix and match and shit. That's the worst thing to do at the fireworks stand. Just go there and buy the big theme packs. And if you buy one, most places give you three or four of them for free. So if you spend $100 on one pack, you're getting $400 worth of fireworks for $100. You know what I'm saying? And they got, so if you want the Big Bang pack, that's the one with all the fire, you know, firecracker. Basically, the Big Bang. Everything that's going to be in that motherfucker is going to be all that little bullshit you're going to be trying to piece out.
I got bitches.
And I got
neighbors.
Ridiculous ones, yeah.
They be hating
and shit.
To the cops. And, because when my kid was younger, you know what I'm saying, I used to show her the fireworks, and I had the bottle rockets, and I get, like, the pipe that's, like, 3 or 4 feet long. And I'd just be shooting the fucking things in the sky. And,
hell,
you know,
yeah.
People
I like the Roman
cops.
Candle packs, too.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. That shit's, shit's definitely fun. But be careful. Be careful, because people have lost limbs, fingers, and eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't go and end up like Bushwick with a glass shine vodka glass.
Cool.
But, yeah, we look forward to Underground Saturday night, you know, Velvet Rose. She should be on the show this week, shouldn't she? More than likely.
Yeah, what Velvet's going to try to do is she's going to probably be available right at the beginning of the show, so we'll just be doing the news right off the top, basically, you know what I'm saying? And then, basically, we can do whatever we want. I don't think Bacon Bits going to call in, because I think he got some kind of comedy show or something, I think he told me. But, it's open. The last couple of weeks, some of my check-in session buddies would call in, and I let them motherfuckers go head up. So anything's open. We can play some music. We can do whatever for it. It's Underground Saturday nights. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the beauty of this shit. If you ain't fucking doing nothing on fucking Saturday, you might as well come kick it with us for a few hours. Fuck it.
Most definitely.
Unwind. Have some fun, and I might be doing it from a different spot because I'm supposed to be going to a party, so I might have actual more guests on the show too. Hopefully, if they ain't too fucked up, I'm supposed to be going to an old school party because it's the 4th of July. I didn't even—that's how I even knew it was the 4th of July. I was coming up this week. I was like, the 4th of July ain't here yet. It was like, yeah, but it's at the beginning of the week, so, you know, everybody doing their shit this weekend. I'm like, fuck, I didn't know that shit. I would have bought some ribs and shit, man. Know me, I'd have been out here slow smoking something, but oh well. Go to somebody
Chinese
else's house and eat up their shit.
Cooking dog, this guy goes nuts. I think I'm just going to give him to the Chinese restaurant. They put him on the Sunday buffet, fuck it. But, yeah, hell of a show. Shout out once again to Bishop Lamont coming through. Shout out to both of you guys. Appreciate it, man. Let's give him another one Wednesday with episode 14 with MC Shan. With that being said, let's get out of here. Murder Master Music Show 417, UGSforLife.com.